And now, time for Finances on Friday, a weekly program designed to inform and educate you regarding your finances. Sponsored by Landmark Capital. Now, let's listen as David Fisher joins host Mark DeSilva for the next 30 minutes for an informative financial forum, Finances on Friday, on KHNR AM 690 and FM 94.3, The Answer.
And aloha, and welcome back to Finances on Friday. It's a weekly program every Friday at 6:30, all about your finances. From David Fisher from Landmark Capital. We're going to be talking about world events and how they impact your finances, your lifestyle, directly in the next 30 minutes. And it's all brought to you by the great folks at Landmark Capital. And once again, here he is, David Fisher. Aloha.
Aloha. Yeah, how can it affect, Bart, their 401k, their IRAs, and the money in the bank that they work so hard for? That's why we're going to talk about how to get some of that protected today. But thanks for having me on a Friday TGIF, but we got a lot to cover. Thanks for having me.
You bet. And you know what, David? We've been really talking about some real compelling news, because if you've been following the news, you already know some of the events, but do you really know how these events correlate together and impact your finances? Well, we're here to shine some light on that. And with question number one, David, last week we were talking about how politics affects markets. This week, we have another set of politics. How are the markets being affected?
Well, last week, the narrative of the politics was the attempted assassination on former President Trump, and that rattled the markets, caused stocks to go up, caused gold and silver to go up, the dollar to go down. And then we get another curveball thrown at us this most recent weekend, where President Biden drops out of the election race. You would think that the markets would have been rattled again of uncertainty, but not really. Most of the markets were unreactive to the news. I guess maybe they're anticipating that. U.S. futures, just slightly higher in the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P right after the announcement. The dollar was flat. U.S. treasuries were flat. Crude oil was unchanged. And gold and silver was basically flat. So, not a whole lot to talk about. But the week before that, just as a reminder, obviously the markets got really rattled. And that told us that there'd probably be a Trump presidency. I'm not making a prognostication on who's going to be in the White House, although sure looked like a couple weeks ago it was going to be President Trump. Now Kamala Harris is in the running. I don't know if she has the ability to beat Trump, but here's what the numbers against Biden were, and she says that she's very similar in his policy. So let's take a look at the comparison between a Trump presidency. Yeah, I can talk for a living. A Trump presidency and Biden, actually not a Biden, but a Harris presidency, because she says she's going to be just like Biden. So here's the numbers that were between Trump and Biden. As a reminder, the indexes in stock, Trump, under the Trump administration, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P 500 rose much more than under Biden. A 2-to-1 ratio. As far as the dollar, let's get into the debt. The national debt. Trump increased the national debt 4.78 trillion dollars in 4 years. Biden did twice as much as that almost in 4 years. Almost $9 trillion is what will be added to the national debt by the time President Biden leaves office. Obama put in a reference perspective. He increased the national debt $8.33 trillion in 8 years. So Biden is spending double the amount of what President Obama did. So how does this affect the dollar? Well, the spending doesn't so much affect the dollar as the policies of each administration affected the dollar. What I'm not talking about, Bart, is the cost of living here now. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about just the index of the dollar, how the dollar is viewed amongst the world reserve, amongst the other currencies of the world. And in reference to that, under the Biden administration, the dollar rose 15%+. While under the Trump administration, it actually went down a little over 10%. Mm. Now, let me explain what caused that. Because that correlates into economics and it correlates into gold and silver. The Biden administration weren't putting on significant tariffs on other countries. They'd done a little bit about that. And they wanted to have a strong dollar policy, which makes the cost of the things that we manufacture in the United States be more expensive to other countries that are wanting to buy that from the U.S., and they might back away from buying those things, which means less revenue to these companies that make those manufacturing those things, which means their stock will go up less. That's why under the Biden administration, stocks didn't do as well as Trump. On the flip side, President Trump wanted a weak dollar policy. Why? Because it makes it very appealing for other countries to buy our products. The more they buy our products, the more revenue comes to our country. The more revenue comes to the country, these companies in the United States make more money and their stock goes up more. So that's the domino effect. But what does this do to gold and silver? Well, a weak dollar or a dollar going down makes gold and silver on the other side of the teeter-totter go up. So gold and silver went up twice. Gold went up twice as much almost under the Trump administration than under the Biden administration. You would think that's not the case because Biden spent more money, passed more spending bills, and caused massive inflation. But the dollar index leads the way, but it also does get affected, gold, by the spending, but it's more so by the index of the dollar. As far as silver, it's still the same scenario, except for the numbers are more exaggerated. Silver went up almost three times as much under a Trump administration than under a Biden administration. So what am I saying? Get ready. If Kamala Harris gets in office, yeah, gold and silver is going to do fantastic because we're going to have this snowball that's going to continue to go downhill and grow, called the national debt, called massive spending. I don't know what her policies are on the dollar, but probably similar to Biden. As far as Trump, Trump will be even better for gold and silver. And on top of that, we have a lot of spending that has happened in the last 4 years under Biden. Add that to the national debt. When you put that in perspective of a Trump administration, I think the numbers we're going to see in gold and silver are going to significantly surpass what we saw in the last 4 years and the previous 4 years before that under the Trump administration. So we are in a major bull market in gold. That's the economics. That's without financial calamity. And I think we're going to have some sort of financial calamity of some magnitude in the next 4 years, no matter who's president, because the world is getting rid of the dollar. Mm. And that is going to cause a massive, massive problem for a country to finance our debt. And people who don't own gold companies are saying this. Economists are saying this. Even the government finally is admitting to this. That's why you got to have some gold in your portfolio.
Hmm. You want to give your phone number now to Landmark Capital and let folks know where they can get some free information.
Yes, call us at the end of this program. Don't miss out on what we're going to share with you next. Yeah. Yep. But the number is, Bart, 844-604-2575. I'll say it again. This is not an infomercial, though. 844-604-2575 or go to landmarkgold.com.
All right, you're listening to Finances on Friday on KHNR AM and FM. And once again, David Fisher from Landmark Capital with question number two. Now, David, the Fed wants a quote-unquote soft landing. Do you see this as a possibility coming up?
Well, my opinion is different from the Federal Reserve's opinion and the government's opinion. The government, when they make these projections, as well as the Federal Reserve, as well as the Treasury, as well as the FDIC, any financial entity that's related to the government or is the government, none of them say there's going to be a hard landing. None of them say there's going to be bumps in the road. And none of them say in the next 4, 5, 6, or 10 years, there's going to be a recession. How ludicrous is that ideology? We have a recession every 6.2 years. We haven't had one since 2008. So the reality, we're long overdue from one. But Jerome Powell, the Federal Reserve Chairman, has done a fairly good job from a standpoint of this. Don't turn me off when I say that. From a standpoint, let me put the caveat out there. From the standpoint of this, all odds were saying we should have had a crash, a hard landing by now. He's been able to avoid that. But that doesn't mean we're out of the woods. But the FOMC, the Federal Operating Market Committee, the Fed, insist that there's going to be no significant bumps in the road and a soft landing will be achieved. That is Powell and the Fed's repeatedly a story that they tell the public. They keep saying this. The Fed will have to thread the needle of pulling down price inflation. Groceries got to come down. Gas has to come down. The cost of living, while also ensuring that the economy continues to grow at a solid rate or pace. At the same time, the third thing they're going to say is they're going to do is be able to keep employment strong and not have unemployment go up. Those three things simultaneously, that's a very tall order, like threading the needle.
Yeah.
Let me be very clear here, though. The Fed has never, ever been able to manage and pull this off, at least not in the last 45 years. And I can't think of a time in history when the Federal Reserve has been around since 1913 that they were able to do this. So this talk about a soft landing nonsense, as much as we all want it, we want prices to come down. We don't want jobs to go away. And, we want the economy to continue to thrive. We all want those things. Well, we all want to live independently. We all want a lot of things that just are not reality. So this soft landing narratives have been in the common mass media since at least the recession of 2001. In July of 2001, for example, Bloomberg News, they authored about speculating how soft the landing would be, and it eventually turned out that there was no soft landing. I'm referring to the dot-com bust, which followed soon after this narrative. Let me remind you, we had a big run-up in stocks. They became overvalued, and Bloomberg and other economists were saying, it's going to be a soft landing. We're going to be okay. Well, the reality was opposite. The NASDAQ lost 80% or almost all of its gains that it increased in 4 years previously. They lost 80% of that in 19 months. So the soft landing talk is more talk than reality. It was even very more prominent prior to 2008, leading up to the Great Recession. Again, prices became overly inflated. They said everything's going to be a fine, showing some signs of inflation. Then 2008 hit, massive recession comes. What did the Federal Reserve Chairman say, Ben Bernanke? He was predicting at that time a soft landing and there would be no recession at all. I should get his actual quote, I'm very close on that with that verbiage. In that recession though, unemployment rose to 9.9%. And over the past 30 years plus, the Fed rate cuts did never cap off a soft landing, but actually preceded the most vigorous period of job losses. So let me be completely clear. There's absolutely no reason to believe The Fed's claims that they have everything under control when history has shown completely opposite, and that rate cuts, as soon as they start cutting the rate, lowering interest rates, will not pop this bubble, but rather will rein in inflation, and it won't affect the employment status of America. Let me just wake everybody up. That would be reinventing the wheel, because history has shown us the Fed has never been able to do this. In both the dot-com recessions and the 2008 recession, stocks receded significantly, unemployment went up, and gold and silver rallied. So if you think we're in the same type of environment and we are overvalued on stocks, and I'm not anti-stocks, we're undervalued in unemployment, and we have interest rates that need to come down, it's the same environment, and we're expecting something completely different. I don't know if the Fed has this magic wand, but they sure talk like they have to. They have one. We will see. I will keep the listeners in Hawaii abreast at all this. But in the meantime, it makes sense to have some gold and silver in your portfolio. So call my company right now. Well, wait till after the break. Wait on that. But the phone number, if you want to write it down, is 844-604-2575. Again, 844-604-2575, or go to landmarkgold.com.
Reminds me of the old saying, what is the definition of insanity? Well, exactly. David, thank you so much. We're going to be right back with more Finances on Friday and more questions that will ask David of Landmark Capital. You're listening to Finances on Friday every single Friday at 6:30 on KHNR AM and FM, The Answer.
Are you concerned about the national debt at $34 trillion? Well, you should be, because you're obligated to pay it, according to the government. Here's the facts. It took 234 years to get $13 trillion in debt, 10 more years to get in the next $10 trillion, and the last 4 years we've added $10 trillion. This is escalating at unprecedented levels, and now the next 30 years of the national debt will be at $144 trillion. That's if we make it till then. Many people are saying we won't. There will be a crash of the system, a dethroning of the U.S. dollar, losing that as a world reserve currency. Landmark Capital has a white paper called BRICS, the new financial system that could dethrone the U.S. dollar. Call to get your free copy today at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com. Have you heard that the government can seize your hard-earned money? We're talking about your 401k, your IRA, your money in the bank. Fox News has a report on it, but Landmark Capital has a white paper on it called The Coming Bail-In. Call Landmark Capital today to receive your free copy. 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com. We return to Finances on Friday with Landmark Capital's David Fisher and your host, Mark DeSilva.
All right, we're back once again. Finances on Friday, KHNR AM and FM, The Answer. And here to give you the answers and a whole lot of insight, once again, David Fisher from Landmark Capital. David, we've got another question. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, we just got done talking about the Fed wanting a soft landing. Now, is this why many are concerned about the national debt hitting $35 trillion? That's right, with a T, $35 trillion.
Yeah, when we're talking about a soft landing, yeah, that is why we should be concerned about the national debt. It's been in the news. The government's been talking about it, Bart. CNBC, Financial News, and Fox News, they're all talking about the national debt because the reports that are coming out saying the national debt and the budget deficit is completely now unmanageable. I said 7-8 years ago, and I was doing radio then, I've been doing this for 30 years. I've been saying that we're going to get to the point where finally the government's going to admit we have a problem, Houston. But when they finally admit it, it'll be mathematically impossible to pay this thing down and get it under control. And that is completely where we're at, because that's what the reports are saying. Let me get the facts here for everybody. It took 234 years of our country to get to $13 trillion in the national debt.
Mm.
In the next following 10 years, we added $10 trillion to the next national debt. In the next 4 years, the last four, we added $11 trillion to the national debt. We are just shy of $35 trillion, $34.9 trillion. Kamala Harris, she just spoke recently at the White House when she announced that she's going to be the candidacy for president. This is when they're having the athletes there at the White House. And she said this, quote, in one term, he, Joe Biden, has already surpassed what most presidents did in two terms. President Biden did in one term, end quote. I will agree with that. But before you shut me off, let me say it in reference what I'm saying. What President Biden did in spending, what most presidents did in two terms, he did it in one. He's spending twice as much as any other president by far in history. Biden administration, like I said before the break, we're going to add $9 trillion to the debt in 4 years. Obama did 8.33 in 8 years, and Trump did 1.8 in 4 years. So, yes, he's definitely doing that. But let's put this debt of $1 trillion or $35 trillion into perspective, because most people cannot fathom even what $1 trillion means, let alone what $35 trillion means. $35 trillion is more than all the total economies of China, Japan, Germany, and the United Kingdom combined. How much is a trillion? Well, there's 1 million seconds in 11.5 days. A trillion seconds is about 32,000 years. So a trillion is a huge number. If you had to spend $1 million a day since the birth of Christ, you still wouldn't have spent $1 trillion. It's a huge number. Multiply that by 35. James Madison once called a large national debt as a public curse. Thomas Jefferson said he considered public debt as the greatest dangers to be feared. And in the farewell address, George Washington, our founding forefather, urge us to use debt sparingly. Pay it off as quickly as possible is what he said. But here we are, $35 trillion in debt, ballooning, that's unfathomable, unmanageable, and drastically headed now for a crash. And that is what our government is finally saying. So this is why you got to have gold and silver in your portfolio. I know we're going to talk about gold and silver. Let's just get into it right now. We're going to have a few minutes left.
All right. Yeah.
So people ask me, well, how do I do this? It's really simple. Call my company with no obligation. Learn about it. We've shipped out millions and millions of dollars to people in Hawaii, Honolulu, the Kapolei, the Outer Line Islands there, Maui, and helped out hundreds of people get their financial future protected. Peace of mind comes to them. We help people understand how to roll over 401k and IRA into gold and have physical gold, not paper anymore, so that if they flip the switch and do a bail-in, want to seize your 401k or IRA, Fox News says they can do that in paper, but not physical gold or silver. It's going to hedge against you, all these things. And who knows? It might want to be one of the best investments out there right now, because I've been doing this 30 years. And I completely said earlier this year, we're in a major bull market in gold and silver. And we are. The fantastic numbers that they've been doing. I'm not the only one saying it. Rich Chechen, he's the CEO of Asset Strategies, and he manages paper assets, but he commented that the yellow metal is still dirt cheap, he says. He urged many to have allocations in gold and silver. Now is the time to consider buying this. There's a whole lot of people that I could go into effect. Here's about a guy named Bart Melick. He's an economist for TDS. He says, once the market sees that the economy is sufficiently slowing, Even though the Fed is aggressively trying to ease, that means lower interest rates, it is likely gold will test new highs, make higher highs, higher levels for gold is in the cards. And soon, institutional investors will increase their appetite for physical gold. You will see gold reach quarterly record levels, trading above $2,700, we're in the $2,300 range. So, as of the recording, what am I saying? The bottom line is, give my company a call, 844-604-2575. Don't dilly-dally. Gold has been going up for the last 12 weeks that I've been talking on your program, Bart. Mm-hmm. It has been one of the best investments, and we're just getting started. Again, do not put this off. You're going to see $2,400 gold as cheap gold. That's where we're at right now. Mm. Call my company right now, 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575, or go to landmarkgold.com. Learn about silver also. It's going to be a fantastic thing to have in your portfolio.
Well, David, thank you so much. Once again, the 30 minutes just seems to fly by. It's so chock full of really, really riveting and important information. We're going to look forward to next Friday, another episode of Finances on Friday with David Fisher from Landmark Capital. It's all about your finances, your peace of mind. And it happens right here on KTNR AM and FM, The Answer. Aloha, David.
Aloha.
You've been listening to Finances on Friday, a weekly informative financial forum brought to you by Landmark Capital. Join us next Friday at the same time for another 30 minutes of insightful and important information regarding you and your finances right here on KHNR AM 690 and 94.3 The Answer.